It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Mix 94.7.
They were ghosted after a date and want to know why. It's time for Waiting by the Phone.
All right, Alex, Audrey, Tim needs a little help. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Tim. So we understand that you have been ghosted by Ellen, and we're sorry about that. We're going to try to get you some answers, but why don't you give us a little backstory here on what led up to this point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I had kind of been in and out of relationships for a while. I'm kind of in my early 40s, and I met Ellen through some friends at work. It was kind of a blind date setup thing. She was friends with one of the wives of this guy I work with, Chris. And yeah, he and I are buddies, and this just kind of decided to set things up and see where it went from there. And that's how we met.
So how did it go then?
It went great. I thought it went great. We really seemed to be feeling each other, vibing really well. We were laughing and having a good time. Everybody else even noticed, like all my buddy Chris said something about it afterwards that he and his wife were talking after they went home about how seemingly well it went.
What happened then after that?
I don't know, man. We kind of ended on a great note. Like I said, we exchanged numbers. We talked a little bit throughout the week, and we had made plans to see each other again. And now I can't get a hold of her.
All right. Well, we've heard this song and dance many a time. So why don't we just call Ellen and see if she'll talk to us and figure out what is going on. All right. Hang on just a second. Okay, Tim?
Thanks.
All right.
Hello.
Hello, Ellen.
Yes.
Hi, it's Brad Booker and Alex Franco and Audrey Allen. I know this is going to be really weird, but I want to be completely honest with you for the beginning. So we're calling with Mix 94.7 and we're doing a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We try to help out people that feel like they've been ghosted. And we're not on anyone's side here. We're not playing favorites. Mm-hmm. We're just trying to help out Tim, who contacted us because he said that he met you through some friends and you're amazing and he had a wonderful time with you and is just a little surprised that he hasn't heard back from you. So we thought we would help out with the conversation. He is on the phone too. So do you mind talking with us and letting us know what's going on? He said that you've just kind of disappeared, for lack of a better word. Like, you haven't responded to any of his messages. Is that fair to say?
Hello.
Okay. Hi. How you doing?
I'm catching up here. What's going on?
I don't know how else to do it, but it's kind of like the same reaction every time. Yeah. I want to make sure you got all the details before you say anything else.
You have to, bro. Don't give him a chance to hang up.
Okay. First time for everything. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Okay.
All right, let's just start from the beginning. Do you feel like you have ghosted Tim?
I do. Okay. I do. And I felt bad at first. I mean, but I also don't.
Okay.
I mean, I just was really torn. And so I even asked like my friend that set us up what she and her husband thought, and they actually completely got where I was coming from. So I didn't feel quite so bad about it.
All right.
But yeah,
Did you like him at all? Like when you met him and you hung out, did you feel an attraction?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel like, especially as we date and we're a little bit older, you know, it's just like, you feel like so excited to meet someone that you actually connect with and that seems to share your same values and, you know, you have a little chemistry with and all of that stuff. And I was thinking, okay, cool. Like this is going to turn into something. But then like, as we talked on the phone, I learned something that just unfortunately for me, it was just a complete deal breaker.
Here we go.
Yeah. So my friend and her husband didn't even know about it either.
What is that?
So we, of course, the topic of kids come up and I don't have kids by choice. And I made this comment like, oh, well, we both don't have kids. Like, that's really unusual, especially at our age. Mm. And he got like a little weird and quiet for a second. Then it comes out that, oh, he does actually technically have a child.
Technically has a child.
Yeah. And so I was like, huh? You know, and he basically was like, oh, yeah, I have a child, but I'm not involved in its life.
Okay.
And like, I know maybe for some other women that might not be a deal breaker, but for me, that was just like, that was it. And I don't actually feel bad about it. This is where
you mean ghosting him,
but I can't be with I felt bad about like having that be the reason, but I actually don't. I can't be with a man that would do that to a child.
Tim, do you want to chime in here? And
wow. Yeah. I mean, I had no idea that would be a reason for you. Yeah, I do technically have a kid. But the mom and I, it's sort of been a very complicated relationship for quite a while, and we kind of decided together that it would be best for me not to be involved. And, you know, she's remarried now, so our child has a father figure in his life, and I think just me getting involved would do more. I don't know. I think it would be worse if I got involved.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's something you can't accept, Ellen, I completely get it, but, you know, I don't know. I think everybody has stories.
I made the choice not very, you know, pretty early on not to have children specifically because I knew that if I had one, like there's just so many complicated things and adults have to be involved. And I never had a person, like I never had someone that I wanted to have children with. And so I just think it's vitally important that if you have a child to be involved in that child's life, even if you're, you know, baby mama is remarried and she has a father figure. Like I can't get over that.
Yeah. Well, obviously it's not something you're going to be able to get over either. It's not something that'll just go away if that's, you know, your conviction. Well, okay. Well, that is it. And thank you for talking to us. Very complicated.
There you go.
Yeah. Tim, you understand now. And Ellen, thank you very, very much for being open and honest with us. That helps out a lot. And we wish you both continued success. Well, not continued. We wish you both success in trying to find the right person.
Yeah, thanks. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits The game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.